We are in the final message of the series entitled Until He Comes. We looked at The King is Coming for three Sundays, then we looked at the last two, and now today with the series entitled Until He Comes, Who Are We to Be? We talked about we are sent as His children. We're sent with His authority. He gives us that authority because of His authority. We have seen and heard, and we get to proclaim and point people to Jesus. That's what we looked at last Sunday. Today, we are blessed to bless. So until He comes, bless. We're blessed to be a blessing. Let's take a look. 1 Peter 3. The word bless or blessing is in this passage three times. In the middle, or right at the end of the passage, you'll see a very familiar to a lot of folks, a verse we've talked about a lot. And we'll talk about it briefly, but I want to talk more about being blessed to be a blessing. Okay? So here it is. 1 Peter 3. Finally, Peter's writing to the Christians there, and he says, finally, all of you, which includes pretty much everyone, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who's going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. Here's the familiar word. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Father, thank you for these words that you gave Peter so long ago that are so relevant for us today as followers of Christ. And help us to understand what it means to be blessed, to be a blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. My thoughts, when I think about being blessed to be a blessing, my thoughts automatically and immediately go right to Abraham. Father Abraham. What's that song? We won't sing it today, but Father Abraham. Right? Yeah, right? Okay, we won't sing it. All right. But we sang that in Sunday school and growing up in camps and things like that. But Father Abraham, he was asked to leave his country where he was living and go to a new country. And in this passage in Genesis 12, that's where it is, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, here it is. The Lord had said to Abram, at the time, remember, his name was Abram, but it was changed later to Abraham, okay, which meant father of faith. That kind of. So Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. This is the Lord talking to him now. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, be a blessing. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. It's pretty amazing that Abraham was blessed by God. God chose him to be a man of faith, to be blessed, and then to be a blessing to all peoples. So we'll talk a little bit about it at the end, about Abraham and how that affects us. But that's where I automatically go when I think about being blessed, to be a blessing. It goes to Abraham and how God started that with him and then carried it from then on. We'll return there in a moment. So what about us? In a similar way, we're called to that same thing. God calls each of us through the gospel, through the word of God, through our relationship with Him that we have in Christ, we're called to be a blessing, similar to what Abraham was. A little bit different, but Same. We hear the gospel, we receive Christ by faith. That's the ultimate blessing, Jesus himself and faith given to us as a gift. Christ is the gift we receive and the blessing we're blessed with. And then we live our lives in such a way that bless the Lord and bless others. Let me say that again. And then we live our lives in such a way that blesses the Lord and bless others. That song, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's what David did often. He would talk to his own soul. He would say, soul, bless the Lord. He would sing then to the Lord. That's what that song's about. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Meaning, he's blessed you. So our act of worship back to him is, you know, thank you for blessing me. And I want to bless you back. And so I sing to him and I worship him and I live my life in such a way that I bless others and point them to him. Peter begins the section this way. Finally, so everything that he's said up to then is appropriate, is good. But then this is sort of given kind of final instructions. This is likely when Peter maybe was close to knowing that this was it for him, his earthly life. And so he says, finally, I'm giving you instruction. He says, all right, here it is, finally. All of you, that doesn't leave anybody out. But he's talking to the brothers and sisters in Christ, the Christian community. He's saying, finally, all of you who have been blessed in Christ, all of you, here's some important things to remember as you're living your lives out through the gospel and you're living your lives as a Christian, as a believer. Be like-minded. We could say there, we could also include like-hearted, right? We have the same mind, have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, and be like-hearted as well. Like-minded, like-hearted, as Christ has given you that. Think the same way. Think the same things. Be like-minded, be like-hearted. And then he says this, be sympathetic. What does that mean, to be sympathetic? It means, here's the best way to say it, is probably, sympathy is what we're getting at. Sympathetic is, you see somebody that's struggling, that's hurting, you have sympathy for them, okay? And he follows that with, love one another, okay? You are the body of Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ. Here's something important to remember. Have sympathy for one another, but also love one another. They will know the Christians by their love for one another. And then he says, compassion. Have compassion. As the Lord Jesus had compassion on people and touched them and healed them, pointed them to the Father, as he did, now as like-minded, like-hearted, people have the same compassion for others. Okay? We're called so that we can do good and be a blessing to others, even if those others are mean to you. Do you hear me say that? We're called to do good and be a blessing to others, even if those others say nasty things about you or mean to you or take advantage of you. Or maybe even persecuting you in some way. So Peter's saying, you're gonna suffer because of who you are. You'll be persecuted, no doubt. That's what he's saying here. So he goes on, do not repay evil, because that's my natural default as a human being, right? My natural default is to pay back the wrong that I've been wronged with. I'm gonna repay them. Pay him back. So Peter's saying, don't do that. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. I know I can. I know it's easy to do. I don't know about you. I can do that. If I'm attacked, I can attack back. If I'm insulted, I can insult right back. But Peter's saying, don't do it. Then he says this, on the contrary, which means do the opposite. Repay evil with blessing. Yeah. With kindness, with love, compassion, sympathy. Do the opposite. because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. The Apostle Paul says it beautifully again in Philippians chapter 2. He said this, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, big S, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded." There it is again, like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind. Do nothing in the horizontal plane. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. I can, but don't do it, or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Similar to what Peter's saying here. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. That's our sinful bent, isn't it? It's to do the payback thing. Our default, our sinful bent. You and I. Peter says, on the contrary. So when you use the phrase on the contrary, you've likely just said something that's not true, and now you are going to say something that is the opposite and is true. On the contrary, Peter says, repay evil with blessing. Okay. So here's Paul. Paul said it in Romans chapter 12, 18. He said, bless those who persecute you. Paul's saying the same thing as Peter just said. Bless those who persecute you. Jesus kind of said the same thing, didn't he? Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And later in chapter 12, Paul says this. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Very similar to what Peter just said. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. So the revenge part, not up to us. It's up to Him. He'll take care of that. So do what's right. Live at peace. Do not take revenge. Leave it up to the Lord. Why? So that. I love purpose clauses written in Scripture. I love them because I know that it's the Lord behind that saying, here's what Christ did for you. This is what Jesus did for you. He lived, He died, He rose again. This is what He did for you. So that as you live your life here, this horizontal plane, you can share God's love with them and sympathy and like-mindedness and compassion and humility. You can share all that because of what I did for you. You get to share that with others so that others will come to know Jesus. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ embodies the ultimate blessing to humanity. His life, His death, His resurrection fulfill the promise of blessing to all nations. That promise was given to Abraham and all who would come after him that have been touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Acts 3, Peter reminds the people, this is Peter again, this is from the book of Acts, what Luke wrote, Dr. Luke wrote Acts. He said this, and you are sons, he's up on his pedestal, or not pedestal, he's up on the little box, and he's giving the message to the people. Peter, changed by Jesus, now saying to them, he says, and you are sons of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers when he said to Abraham, through your offspring and all the families of the earth will be blessed. When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. So Peter is telling the people, it was Abraham was blessed. And now I'm sharing with you the reality that Abraham was blessed to be a blessing. And now you are because of Jesus. The teachings of Jesus further emphasize the call to be a blessing. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus instructs his followers to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Urging them and all of us, Peter begins the section, finally, to all, to influence the world positively and reflect God's character. That's what we're called to do until he comes. We are to bless. The apostles continue this theme, encouraging believers to live lives and bless others. Galatians 6, Paul writes, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to the family of faith." This exhortation highlights the importance of actively seeking opportunities to bless others, particularly within the Christian community. I've been blessed. We've been blessed. Who and where can I be a blessing? Who and where can we be a blessing? James 1 also emphasizes practical expressions of blessing, stating this, "Pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their distress, to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Being a blessing is linked to acts of compassion and personal holiness. Remember St. Patrick? March 17th, is it? I can't remember. We celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Maybe you didn't know some of the details about his life. When he was a teenager, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders who dragged him from his home and sold him as a slave. For 6 long years, he lived in cold and hunger and fear, yet in the lonely place he wrote, "The love of God increased in me." The love of God increased in me. Suffering didn't harden him. Grace softened him. Patrick eventually escaped, returned home. He could have spent the rest of his life avoiding anything Irish, because of what they had done to him. But God had blessed him so deeply that bitterness couldn't survive. One night he had a dream. Dream of the Irish people calling out. I'm not going to do it with an accent because I'll destroy it. "Come walk among us again. Come walk among us again." And so he did. He went back. Back to the people who had stolen his youth, back to the land of his pain. But he didn't return with revenge. He returned with blessing. He preached Christ to tribal kings. He protected the vulnerable. He confronted violence with gentleness. He loved the very people who had once enslaved him. Patrick lived the truth of 1 Peter 3:9. "Do not repay evil for evil. But on the contrary, bless." He blessed because he knew he had been blessed. He forgave because he knew he had been forgiven. He loved because he knew he was loved. And Ireland was changed. Peter says it is better for us to suffer for doing what is right than to suffer what is wrong. Suffering for the sake of righteousness. Suffering for the sake of righteousness nets us a blessing. We inherit a blessing. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." The blessing is Jesus Himself. The blessing is the kingdom of heaven. If you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, remember that it is because you belong to the kingdom of God. When we look at the life of Abraham, we read about the Abrahamic covenant, which includes a blessing, but the blessing to Abraham is for him to be a blessing to others. Peter is saying, this is the same. We have been blessed with God's grace, and we get to be a blessing to others with God's grace. As a result, God will show us more grace, or as Peter puts it, we shall inherit a blessing. Being blessed to be a blessing then gives us the opportunity. Being blessed to be a blessing then gives us an opportunity for this reality. When somebody asks you a question about who you are, what you're about, what you stand for, what you believe, they ask you a question. You're already prepared. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give an answer for the reason for your hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. You are blessed to be a blessing. You are loved to love. You are changed to create change. You are filled with the Spirit of God to point others to Jesus. We are blessed in so many ways. We could spend time now and go over. Should we do it? Let's take the next 10, 15 minutes and just list the blessings. What was that song in the hymnal? Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Your many blessings, see what God has done. So the writer to that hymn was blessed with a relationship with Jesus Christ and wanted to express that in a certain way. And so they wrote a song called Count Your Blessings, because you and I are blessed with all, every spiritual blessing, heavenly blessing that there is. Primarily, that's Jesus Christ Himself. And now we are children of God, and we get to bless people because we were first blessed. Amen.